Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 through 37. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." Who is the goat? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The argument still goes on today. Who is the goat, greatest of all time? Who is the greatest president of all time? Is it George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Who is the greatest quarterback of all time? Joe Montana or Aaron Rodgers? Peyton Manning or Tom Brady? Who is the greatest preschool programming personality of all time? Is it Bluey, Blippi, or Miss Rachel? Maybe you've participated in one of these debates at home, school, or around the preschool water cooler. These debates are argued using various standards depending on the category. Someone might judge presidents on foreign policy or economic prosperity, quarterbacks on statistics or Super Bowls, and preschool personalities on entertainment or educational value. The desire to be the greatest and the arguments that go along with it are nothing new and do not only apply to discussions about famous political, athletic, or entertainment personalities. In today's Bible reading, we hear Jesus' disciples arguing about who was the greatest disciple among them. A few of the disciples had recently witnessed Jesus' glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. Maybe that earned them some greatness points in their debate. Others recently could not drive out a demon from a boy. Maybe that lost them some greatness points in their debate. No matter what standards the disciples were using, their entire debate was completely wrong. Jesus makes clear in his response what truly makes someone great. As he often does, Jesus turns everything people think about greatness upside down and inside out. Jesus says, "The one who is greatest is the servant of all. The greatest is the one who welcomes little children and takes time for the smallest among us, the ones who could never repay you." But Jesus says even more than that. While the disciples were arguing about which one of them was the greatest, Jesus was talking about suffering, dying, and rising again. That's what made Jesus the greatest of all time. Think about it. He is the one who came to welcome the little children. Even more than that, Jesus came to give himself completely for a world full of us sinners who could never, ever pay him back. Do you want to be great? True greatness comes when Jesus' humble service to you fills you up and overflows in your humble service to others. We pray for a humble heart. Lord Jesus, your humble service to a world of sinners reveals you as the greatest of all time. We are the objects of your humble, saving service. Fill us with thankfulness and humility that we might find true greatness in service to you and our neighbor. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.